faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
They eat Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today in the city hospital, Clark Kent and Colonel Adams, personal physician to the governor, question a young intern about the disappearance of a patient who is alleged to be the hit-and-run victim of editor Perry White. Listen.
Do you have any idea what happened to the patient who was in this room, doctor?
Why, yes, he left the hospital about an hour ago, Mr. Kent.
But how could he? I understood he was in a very critical condition.
Well, that's what I understood, too, Colonel, but his doctor and two men took him away on a stretcher.
Do you know where they took him?
No, I don't. I presume Mr. Jansen, the hospital superintendent, knows, though. He was here at the time.
That's the man we want to see. Come on, Colonel.
Look, if you have a friend who's an expert photographer, show him some of your Pep photos of great screen and sports stars. Get his professional opinion of them.
Bet he says they're an outstanding job of picture taking, because each photo's amazingly clear and sharp.
And remember, these terrific photos are yours as a prize. One in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Right. 24 candid camera-sized photos of great stars, like George Sanders of United Artists Movies, and lovely Virginia Mayo of Sam Goldwyn Pictures, and Adolph Kiefer, the champion swimmer.
Now, of course, you'll want to collect all 24 photos in this great series, and fast. So a little later in the program, we'll show you how to play the game of Photo Swap. It's the exciting way to trade your duplicates for photos you need.
Remember, look for your photo in every package of Pep. Those catchy whole wheat flakes that taste so good, you'll want a spoon for each hand.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Shortly after Perry White, editor of the Metropolis Daily Planet, agreed to run for mayor against the candidate of Mike Hickey, corrupt political boss, he was arrested and jailed as a hit-and-run driver. Certain that White was being framed, Clark Kent went to the city hospital, where Harry Niles, alleged victim of the hit-and-run attack, was supposedly in a very critical condition. Using his Superman X-ray vision, he felt that Niles, beneath his layers of bandages, was not injured at all. Balked by the mayor, a tool of political boss Mike Hickey, Kent persuaded the governor of the state to send Colonel Adams, his personal physician, back to Metropolis to examine Niles. But when Kent and Colonel Adams arrived at the hospital, they found that Niles had been taken away, and they hurried to Hospital Superintendent Jansen's office.
I demand that you tell me where Harry Niles is, Mr. Jansen.
Really? What gives you the right to demand anything of me, Mr. Kent?
An executive order from the governor instructing Colonel Adams here to examine Niles.
Here's the order, Mr. Jansen.
Keep it. I was appointed by the mayor, gentlemen. I take orders only from him.
Look, Jansen, why are you afraid to let Colonel Adams examine Niles?
I'm not afraid. There's just no reason for it. Niles has his own doctor. Besides, he's in a critical condition. He can't be disturbed by outsiders.
You say he's in a critical condition, eh? And yet you permitted him to be taken from the hospital? As a physician, I find that very strange and suspicious.
I don't care how it seems to you. This is municipal business and does not concern the state government.
See here.
Now, look, I've wasted enough time. Get out.
Not so fast, Mr. Jansen. One more question.
Get out. Get out or I'll call the police and have you thrown out.
Why, you insolent...
We're going, Jansen. But we'll be back to see you thrown out. Come on, Colonel. Let's go. I told the driver to drop me at police headquarters, Colonel, and then take you to the railroad station.
It's all right, Kent. You know, it makes my blood boil to see a man like Jansen at the head of the city's own hospital. How do the people stand for it?
Well, I assure you the people don't like it. But Mike Hickey holds the entire administration of this town in his dirty hands. Why, he even framed Perry White and smeared our reform party. But we may still be able to beat him in this election if I can find Harry Niles fast enough.
Any idea how to do that?
Well, you see, Niles is the state's witness against White. As such, he can't be moved without the consent of the police. So, Inspector Henderson must know where he is.
I see. Is Henderson on your side or Hickey's?
He's on the side of justice. He's straight as a string. That's what I'm counting on.
Good.
Oh, here we are. Police headquarters now. Well, I'm sorry you had to make this trip to Metropolis for nothing, Colonel.
Well, that's all right, kid. Good luck to you in this fight.
Thanks. I'll keep you posted. So long.
Now, look, Kent, even if I wanted to, I couldn't tell you where Niles is. Because I don't know.
You don't?
That's right. The mayor took this whole thing out of my hands.
But Inspector, he can't do that. You're holding Perry White in jail, and Niles is your witness against him.
Kent, you ought to get your facts straight. White was released an hour ago on bail.
Released?
That's right. Now, if Niles dies, White will be brought in and tried for manslaughter. If Niles lives, White will be tried on assault charges.
Don't you see, Inspector? That's why you've got to help me find Niles now.
Look, Kent, I like you. And speaking strictly off the record, I'd like nothing better than to see you run Mike Hickey and his gang out of Metropolis.
Well, then why?
Well, if you had any real proof of your charge, maybe I could help you. But as it is...
Okay, Inspector. I have to find Niles myself. Just tell me this, though, if you will. What do you know about Niles?
Nothing. Nothing except that he holds a small job in the sanitation department.
Works for the city, huh?
Mm-hmm. And he lives alone in a rooming house at 1100 West 13th Street.
1100 West 13th, okay. Now, what do you know about the doctor who just happened to be at the scene of the accident the other night, the one who's now acting as Niles' physician? I think you said his name was Tobin?
That's right, yes. His office is at 1900 West 88th Street.
1900 West 88th.
Right. And he's also on the city payroll, health department.
He works for the city too, eh?
Right.
How about it now, Inspector? Still think there's nothing fishy about this case?
Confound it, I know it's fishy, Kent, but there's nothing I can do. Nothing! Until you bring me something more than just a private opinion to go on.
All right, Inspector. I'll bring you something to go on. I'll bring you plenty. So long.
Leaving police headquarters, Clark Kent makes phone calls, and a short time later, we find him in the office of his friend, Candy Myers, the private detective.
They didn't take Carrie Niles to his home, Candy. I just checked. And Dr. Tobin's office is closed. His nurse said he told her to be gone for a day or two. She doesn't know where.
Well, it's pretty clear that both Tobin and Niles ducked into a deep hole, Kent, and pulled the hole in after them. My guess is you won't see either one of them till after the elections.
That'll be too late, Candy. We've got to find them and find them in a hurry. Otherwise, Mike Hickey's crowd will sweep the elections and Mr. White may go to the penitentiary.
I know, Kent, I know, but down at Halen, it won't be an easy job. The only thing we can do is to find out all we can about Niles and his Dr. Pal and then follow each trail separately, hoping one of them will pay off.
Well, that's what I thought you
but
could.
But right to assistance or out of town on the case. I can't cover both angles. I only got 2 feet.
And I've got two. You take one man, I'll take the other. Now, whom do you want, Niles or Dr. Tobin?
Niles is my baby. You take the medico, Kent.
Okay, we'll keep in touch with each other through the Daily Planet. And remember, Candy, every minute counts.
Grimly determined to track down the two conspirators, Clark Kent and Candy Myers take up their separate trails, unaware that great danger will intervene before they see each other again. We'll be back in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode, so keep listening.
Hey, partner, photo swap?
Yeah.
Then swap two off the top. Yes, everybody, we're back again with a game of photo swap, the best swap game in years, and a swell help in collecting the 24 different photos of screen and sports stars you get, one in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Think of it. In every Pep package, you get a sparkling, candid camera-sized photo of a great star, like that He-Man Dana Andrews of so many Sam Goldman movies, and Charlie Trippi, the All-American halfback.
Now, you want to collect all 24 different photos in this swell series, so swap your duplicates. And the game of photo swap is the exciting way to trade photos with your friends. Every game of photo swap's a surprise because you swap blind each time. You don't know which photos you'll get.
Now, here's how. To play photo swap, always carry with you two or more duplicate photos. Then, when you see a friend, get out your photos and hold them face down in your hand. Now we're all set. So I up and say, hey, photo swap?
Yep.
Then swap two off the top. Okay, each of us gives the other the two top photos in our hand. Say, that gives me two Charlie Trippi. One for my collection and one to use for my photo swap.
That's photo swap. Everybody's playing it. Everybody's saving photos from packages of Pep. Those crunchy flakes of good whole wheat that make your breakfast every morning a happy event.
Yes, that's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Our scene is several miles southwest of Metropolis in a deserted county forest preserve where a small private ambulance is parked in a grove of trees. In the back of the ambulance, a dapperly dressed pink-cheeked man with a small waxed mustache is busily unwinding the last of many layers of bandages from his wiry, ferret-faced companion.
I'll have these bandages off in a minute, Niles. There, that does it. Probably a little stiff. Want me to help you up?
No. I can make it, Doc. Oh, boy, it sure feels good to have all them wrappings off. You had me taped up like a mummy.
I had to make it look good, you know. You were supposed to be critically injured.
Yeah. I took a big chance. If we hadn't got away before that planet reporter showed up with another doc, my name would be Mud. I hope Mike Hickey appreciates it.
Oh, he does. He gave me $1,000 for you.
What?
Here it is.
Only $1,000 for showing up the election for him.
Relax. He said there'll be more. And a nice, fat job on some city payroll. After the elections, now.
Well, that's a little better. Hey, what's he going to do for you, Doc?
He's making me commissioner of the health department.
Hey, not bad, huh?
Not at all. See, Mike takes care of his friends. Well, now, are you all set?
Yep. Mm. Everything's checked. Here I go to get lost.
All right. Remember now, nobody sees you until after the elections.
Don't you worry. Where I'm going, nobody will find me. So long, Doc. Be seeing you.
So long, Niles. See you right here after the elections.
Waiting until Harry Niles had disappeared among the trees, the dapper Dr. Tobin returns to the ambulance, slides in behind the wheel, then steps on the starter and pulls away. So Clark Kent was right. The hit-and-run charge which Editor Perry White faces a penitentiary term was a frame-up by Mike Hickey, arranged to discredit White and the Reform Party with the voters of Metropolis and to ensure the re-election of Hickey's corrupt machine. Will Hickey get away with it, or can Superman and Candy Myers somehow catch up with Harry Niles and Dr. Tobin? And in time to foil crooked political boys. Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for more thrills in The Ruler of Darkness on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Will you have another candy?
Another? I haven't seen any.
Well, I mean, will somebody at your house get you another different, wonderful kind of candy, Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares?
Well, you're giving me ideas.
Just mention to someone that here's a candy so quick and easy to make, it's a pleasure. Tell them to mix those delicious bubbles of toasted rice, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, with marshmallows and such. Out comes a treat that's terrific.
Well, when do we eat?
Today, after you show somebody the simple recipe for Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. It's right on the package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.